entertainment spots around the nation, it's time for One Night Stand.
Above New York City at the Astor Oop, right in the heart of Times Square. And, of course, it's the music of Les Elgart and his orchestra. You know, the band that the disc jockeys over the country voted as the up-and-coming band of the nation. And we agree with that, although we're not a disc jockey. Just a plain out-and-out announcer. But here we go with, by the way, up in Boston, they call this the Varsity Drag. But down here, it's the plain Varsity Drag. Go, men. Well, this is one night I'm sorry we're not also on TV, because you would have enjoyed the young couples out here doing that old Varsity Drag, sort of a combination of the Charleston. They had a great time. And now let's go back a few years and a very great tune, one that will be with us for a long, long time. Duke Ellington's Sophisticated Lady. This is the music of Les Elgart and his orchestra from the Hotel Astor in New York City. We don't know what kind of night you're having tonight, wherever you are, but in New York, it's raining cats and dogs. But it's been a pretty nice day, and here is Les Elgart to bring you his special arrangement of When Day Is Done. Wedding bells are breaking up that old gang of mine. Thank you. Well, we know that Les Elgart is a very talented young man, but he's not the only talent in the Elgart family. No, sir, he's got a brother, Larry, who pitches pennies pretty well and plays the alto sax. It's coming up now with his rendition of Melancholy Serenade. Several years ago, they called this particular tune coming up the Irish Washerwoman, but like everything in this lifetime of ours, it has to change. So we're a little commercial on this. It's now the Bendix Bounce. We'll be right back.
Good evening. Welcome to the Big Band Swing Show. Been listening to the Armed Forces Radio Service One Night Stand Show from the Astor Hotel with Les and Larry Elgart. Here's a cut from the motion picture Sun Valley Serenade. It's going to be I Know Why and So Do You. Pat Friday sings along with the Modern Airs.
See the sun when it's raining. Thank you, Miss Dawn. Very good.
More Glenn Miller coming your way from the Big Band Swings program. This is from the Glenn Miller film, 1942, Orchestra Wives, Girl in Kalamazoo.
She's a toast of Kalamazoo.
Zoo, 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 zoo.
Years have gone by. My, how she grew.
Man, did
she grew. I liked her looks when I carried her books in Kalamazoo. Zoo, 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 zoo. I'm gonna send a wire, hopping on a flyer, leaving today. Am I dreaming? I can hear screaming. Hiya, Mr. Jackson. Everything's okay. A-L-A-M-A-Z-O. Oh, what a gal. A real tipperoo. She's a fine chick. I'm gonna make my bid for the freckle-faced kid I'm hurrying to. Going to Michigan to see the sweetest gal in Kalamazoo.
Routine from the Nicholas Brothers, taken from the film featuring Glenn Miller, Orchestra Wives.
Lipton Tea, the brisk tea, and Lipton Soups, those delicious money-saving soups, present author Godfrey's Talent Scouts.
Now let's meet our next talent scout, who is Mr. Claude J. Cannon. Hello, Mr. Cannon. Gotcha. How are you? Sit down with us here. Tell me where you come from, please, sir.
Dayton, Ohio.
Dayton, huh? And what is your work?
Well, I'm a hotel manager, vice president and general manager of the Van Cleve Hotel in Dayton, Ohio.
The Van Cleve Hotel, huh? That's Uncle Kett's hometown, isn't it?
Uncle Kett is on my board as one of my stockholders.
Is that so? Have you seen him lately?
2 weeks ago.
Good. I hope he's well.
He's fine.
You're the general manager of a hotel, huh?
Yes, sir.
Tell me, what's new in the towel situation, Mr. Cannon?
Well, we're still missing them.
You're still missing them. Archie liked that. He liked
that. I'll be next video.
Yeah, he likes all those simple jokes. Yeah. Well, the first violinist, please endeavor to control himself. Mr. Cannon, whom did you bring us, please, sir?
I brought three lovely young ladies, the McGuire sisters, a vocal trio, Ruby, Dorothy, and Phyllis.
Where'd you find them?
Well, they worked for me in our Mayfair room at the Van Cleve for 22 weeks.
Oh.
And if they weren't here tonight on your show, they'd be working for me now.
Well, well, four of you having a ball here this time, huh? Now, these three girls, are they from Dayton originally?
They're from a small town near Dayton, Miamisburg.
Oh.
They have done radio and TV work on the local stations in and around Dayton.
And 22 weeks in the Mayfair room of the Van Cleve Hotel, that's quite a recommendation. Let's bring them out here and see what the folks think, huh? Thanks, Mr. Cannon. Here they are, the McGuire sisters. McGuire sisters.
Boy, oh boy.
I was thinking how proud Mr. McGuire must be of those daughters, huh? Gee, where's their nice kids? Now, let's tell you, where's you folks have got a job tonight picking us a winner. This talent has been grand. The grand finale. We'll bring these folks out in the same order in which they originally appeared, and you people please applaud, yell, bang your neighbor on the head, but don't whistle because the needle does this and I can't read it. Are you ready? The first one was Ralph Randall.
Because you're mine, the brightest star.
Okay, and then the McGuire sisters.
See the pyramids.
And then Eugene Bianco, the harpist. And then Vera Little.
Through my ear.
Okay, that shows the winners tonight to be the McGuire sisters, and thank you.
Did your mother come from Ireland? Because there's something in you Irish. Will you tell me where you got those Irish eyes? And before you left Killarney, did you go and kiss the blonde? 'Cause your little touch of brogue you can't disguise.
Over in Killarney, many years ago, my mother sang a song to me in tones so sweet and low. Just a simple little ditty in her good old Irish way. And I'd give the world if she could sing that song to me.
been going on.
Pretty.
The way you wear your hat.
The way you sip your tea.
The memory of all that.
No,
they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just
the way you sing off key.
The way you haunt my dreams.
No,
they can't take that away from me.
No,
they can't take that away from me.
Holding hands at midnight, neath the starry sky.
Nice work if you can get it. If you try.
Strong holding with the one boy, sighing sigh after sigh.
Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try.
They all laughed at Christopher Columbus when he said the world was round.
They all laughed when Edison recorded sound.
To sing one with you, but I don't want to be greedy. Let me invite Gordo to come out here and sing it, huh?
Crazy.
Come on out here, Gordon.
I'm here,
and,
you know.
Hey, let's all sing a little country western music, huh?
Fine.
I think that'd be sweet.
Anytime you're feeling lonely, anytime you're feeling blue, anytime you say you want me back again, that's the time I'll come back here to you.
Jealous heart, oh, jealous heart, stop beating. Can't you see the damage we have done?
We did.
You have driven him away forever.
I send a rose to you every time you're feeling blue.
What would you have, baby?
You'd have a room full of roses. Oh, bury me not on the lone prairie where the coyotes howl and the wind blows me. When I die, you can bury me. That western sky on the lone prairie.
If you love me half as much as I love you, you wouldn't worry me half as much as you do.
From this, that's your line.
Valley, you say, I am gone. I shall miss your sweet face and your smile.
Oh, just because you are weary and tired.
Tired.
You are changing your reins for a while.
Can you hear this?
See them tumbling down.
Tumbleweed.
Helen Forrest, backed by Harry James and his music makers from Big Band Swings at KRVS.org and 88.7 FM. Harry James and Helen Forrest, now from 1946. Les Brown in the orchestra, back Doris Day, Day by Day.
Thank you.
one step at a time, smooth.
In 1958.
All right, you vamps. Here's Cab Calloway with the tale of Minnie the Moocher.
You win.
Cab Calloway from the Big Band Swing Show. Artie Shaw's closing theme song from his radio shows back in the day. Taking us out of here with Nightmare. You know, Papa Celestine's got a song called Marie Laveau. She made her living by interpreting dreams. I'm Lee. Thanks for joining us. You're man behind the mic from 88.7 FM. On the campus of University of Louisiana, Lafayette, also online. In addition to 88.7 FM broadcast online, KRVS.org. I'll be at Toad.
This is Bob Gushereau, your host for the Music of Yesteryears, every Tuesday evening at 7. With performing artists and renditions of the music I grew up loving back in the 40s and 50s. And I hope to see you at 7 Tuesday evening here at KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Hey, vous autres. This is Blake Miller, letting you know I'll be your host playing you classic Cajun music on Bonjour Louisiane every Tuesday and Thursday morning, 5 to 7.
This is listener-supported public radio for Acadiana. KRVS 88.